One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, welcome to Red Men News. It is Thursday, the 28th of November. I am Ross Chanley, joined today by Jack Gill. And this video is brought to you in association with Liverpool Gin. As part of a Red Men News listener or viewer, you are entitled to a secret offer. Not much of a secret because we keep telling you about it. But if you want to go down to Liverpool Gin and make your own gin, you can do so. And we have a special offer for you. So it usually is £65, but you can have it for £39.99. If you head to www.liverpoolgindistillery.com/experience, and type in the code REDMENXMAS, all in capital letters, you can get that half price off your gin experience. It's a boss night out. If you go to the main Redmen channel, me, Chris, Tom and Si all went down and I did it with Bruce Grobler. So you get to make your own bottle of gin, you get to take it home with you, you get to name it, they label it up for you, you get four or five gin and tonics, large ones while you're there tasting it, and you get to taste the whole experience, get to design your own gin basically. If you're struggling for a present for Christmas for someone else, you said before we recorded, yeah. Jack. So if you want, there's the code, mate. Use that wisely. You've got until the 31st of December to use it. So you pre-book it, you use the code, but you can pre-book it for whatever time you like. We highly recommend you go and try that out if you are struggling. But you, of course, are here for some news. First off, the main news today is fallout from last night's game, Jack, and one of the big things that came out of that is Fabinho's injury. There's not an update per se, because he will be having scans, but I'll read this out to you anyway. Liverpool must wait to discover the extent of the injury sustained to Fabinho during Wednesday's 1-1 draw with Napoli. The Brazil midfielder was substituted early on in a Champions League tie at Anfield after an awkward collision with an opponent. And Jack, I think obviously we discussed this on shows this morning that we recorded. He left Anfield with a boot cover on. You know, that might just be precaution, but I think Chris summed it up perfectly on one of the shows where it's one of those ones where you kind of wince, but not one of those ones where you have to stop looking at it. Yeah. You know, he tried to carry on. Is that a positive, or has he made it worse by carrying on?
I hope he hasn't made it worse. You know, I hate this when a big player gets injured and you have to wait all this time to find out the extent of it, of the injury. And I mean, Klopp didn't help with the comments he said yesterday in his post-match press conference. He doesn't seem too upbeat about how long he'll be out for. And, you know, I mean, the biggest worry is if it's ankle ligaments, isn't it? If he's done that, then he'll be out for a very long time.
The timing's not great, is it, with all these things? No. The saving grace is that he's obviously suspended for Brighton anyway, so he would have been off. So I think you can talk in terms of rotation or bringing someone in there. But, like, I want him back in for Everton, just so we can destroy him. So
he's been so influential for us this season as well. He's been one of our best players and it's just not good, is it?
If there's an update while we're recording, please be our eyes and ears and get in the comments and Tom will pick it up later on. But equally, let us know your thoughts of what you do going forward. So, as we discussed, Brighton won't be there, so you expect rotation anyway. Who do you start in that sixth role? Would you play it two? But then going forward, if he's out for a longer period of time, because for me, he's been one of our best players so far this season. We obviously talk about Sadio Mane and Virgil van Dijk, but I think he's changed that whole dynamic of that midfield and what he brings. He allows Henderson to go forward and be old Henderson.
He's the best player in his position in the world.
Yeah.
And he has been awesome this season, and it really is a big loss. So let's hope, fingers crossed, he's not out for a long time.
Speaking of those fixtures, Jack, nicely linking on to the next subject, it's just come out in the past couple of hours, or past hour or so, that all Liverpool's World Club Cup Championship games in Qatar will be televised on the BBC. So we're going to the Mail Online. Apologies for that. Jürgen Klopp's side are sole representatives after beating Tottenham. But they're going to play them. Obviously, the fixtures aren't decided yet because they don't know who they're playing. But you've got Matchday 1 there, Matchday 2, Matchday 3, whatever. So they all will be televised. Times will come around there. So I'm not sure what the time difference is. So if you're not going and you're sick of Christmas films, you can watch Liverpool, which is only a good thing, is it's kind of still be a part of it, Jack, and not up for
exactly
streams from somewhere else.
Yeah, well, the Villa game's on as well, so we get to watch Liverpool play twice in 24 hours.
Oh, everyone
good's
that.
Does, so, and also the rest of the world gets to see Liverpool become the champions of the world, so it is fantastic.
Yeah. Really. And if you don't want to watch it on the BBC, I think they're going very nicely. Some tickets for sale still, so you fancy going over to Qatar, getting yourself a nice winter tan. I have no idea on what the pricing structure is, but obviously, 8:30 kickoff, so 5:30 UK. Obviously, well, it's nice times there. Tea time kickoffs.
A nice early Christmas present for the wife.
Are you married?
No, for other people.
You're gonna break something too, then. So yeah, if you're interested in going to Qatar, you know, there's still tickets on sale there. If not, just watch it from the comfort of your own home on the BBC. Never allow. Again, fallout from last night. This is I've gone to Footballer Insider for this about Joe Gomez struggling to be a bit part player at Anfield. So Paul Robinson claims that Liverpool defender Joe Gomez is struggling to deal with a bit part player at Anfield this season. If you wanted to know who that is, because I didn't know who it was, I actually completely forgot. It's the former goalkeeper.
Sounds like a wonderful pundit.
Yeah,
very reliable.
But he's saying he goes on to say, you know, coming in and playing right back and being a bit there, he is struggling. And last night again, we spoke about this morning already. You said he's not a right back.
No.
I think you can play him in that right back role, but don't play the midfield three that we did last night. I think you can afford to go a bit more attacking, you know, EKT, Chamberlain, again like that. But also he needs game time, and also Trent needs a rest.
I'd completely agree with that. I think under Rodgers, he was tried right back a bit, and it worked due to the system. I think this season it doesn't work because under the system we play, Trent is so influential, and he's a completely different player, and it's come to a point where, I mean, I'd rather it be ended. I'd rather that trial period of trying and playing right back would be ended, and maybe integrate Neco Williams into the squad more if we are going to rotate Trent, because they are similar sorts of players. But realistically, I think he needs more game time in centre back personally.
But where'd you get him in there though?
That's what I mean. He's got to work harder in order to knock Lovren out the team, hasn't he? And that's what it's going to be.
Is it Neco Williams at gamble when you're playing the likes of Napoli at home?
I wouldn't have, don't get me wrong, I wouldn't have done it last night. It would have been a massive gamble. But even like Henderson or Milner there, they seem to fit the system more. Yeah. And that seems bad saying it to Joe Gomez, because I love it. I think he's a cracking player. But it just doesn't work with him at right back under this system.
No. Let us know your thoughts on Joe Gomez's performance last night. And what you do, would you play him there? Like, as Jack said, you put him in centre. I think there's quite a lot of calls to put him ahead of Lovren. But again, I think Lovren was pretty sound last night. Obviously, he gets the goal.
Man of the match for me.
Yeah. Carlo Ancelotti has also been speaking after last night, Jack. And he says Liverpool are, you know, you can control them. I think we saw that last night. So I'll just read a couple of quotes. He said, we changed the players, but not the basic structure of the team. Di Lorenzo played wide on the left when we had the ball. Then he got back to help out midfield in the 4-4-2 when defending. Liverpool have enormous quality, but they become more controllable when they are forced to play within reduced spaces. I love Carlo Ancelotti. I think he's absolutely superb manager. Last night, I thought, you know, as poor as Liverpool were, I also think defensively, Napoli, the way they set up, the way that they were disciplined, I thought they were also superb.
I can't sing their praises enough. I think they were very, very good last night. It's the best performance I've seen against this Liverpool side for a long, long time. They really were. And bearing in mind, we went to their place and we were the better side. We ran the game. I don't think they performed as good at their place as they did last night, to be honest. I think their defensive structure was...
They came for a draw, didn't they?
I think they did. And the way they set up was superb. That Fabian Ruiz looks a quality player. And they just have loads of very good players, and they're very well drilled. Ancelotti has them really, really well drilled, especially defensively. And I mean, they were superb last night.
Yeah, let us know your thoughts on Napoli again last night. One last one before getting to some comments and Tom O'Rourke at the end. I hate it when players do this, but RB Salzburg star Erling Haaland sends Liverpool warning after making Champions League history. Obviously, we know he played at Anfield when he came on as a substitute. He's very good. He's very highly rated. But people just seem to keep saying things about Anfield and it doesn't come true. But now, because Liverpool drew with Napoli, there's a lot more pressure on that final game. And he said, obviously, Liverpool are the world's best team, but we know we are good at home and at the top of Liverpool, we have a chance. I think this is partly he has to say this, yeah, but also he probably believes it as well. You know, when they came out the second half, they showed us what they were made of, and they had no fear. They also need to win the game to qualify, so he puts that game on a knife edge now, doesn't it, Jack?
Oh, yeah, as a player, you have to believe that you can beat any team, and I think he's very confident right now. He's being looked at by a lot of top European clubs. And as you say, the way they performed at Anfield is something for them to be like, you know what, we could do it at our place. And I think away from home as well in the Champions League in the last 2 years, we've been a bit shaky. And to be honest with you, it is a bit worrying going into this game, knowing that we need something out of it. But I'm confident.
Yeah, I think I'm quietly confident. I think I'm just more frustrated in the fact that I wanted it to be a dead rubber. Yeah. I wanted to just go and play the kids in that game, or, you know, for the fringe players that need rotation into the game. Yeah, interesting. Tom, can we have some comments, please?
Yes, you may. So, sorry, talking about Fabinho, Kieran 1100 says, massive loss, but we will manage. And then Rob D says, Klopp will have a plan, all will be fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried. I just think I'd miss him in that system. And again, it comes back to the congested fixture list of, you know, two games a week pretty much. And again, the onus is on that Salzburg game where I won't be as worried. And obviously then going over to Qatar, forget the Aston Villa game. Genie can do that role. Hendo can do that role. As much as people don't like him, Adam Lallana can do that role. Mm. And coming up with the other saving grace for me is the types of opposition that we're coming against. And I shouldn't be so arrogant. I don't mean it in that way at all. And the fact that we played like the Leicesters, the Man Cities, the Arsenals.
We've got Everton coming up.
Yeah, I know we joke about it, but then these players that we have should be good enough to play that role against Bournemouth, Watford, Brighton, Everton.
And the one worry for me was the fact that it's not necessarily who else we have, it's just the fact that Fabinho is so good and does that role so well that anyone who steps into the role will obviously struggle compared to how well Fabinho does, because he makes it look easy. But as he says, there's numerous reasons why we can still be confident, because we have a very, very good squad.
And he's got Saturday off to rest anyway, so I'll do his Christmas shopping. Fingers crossed he's fine. Done.
On Joe Gomez, Wallpaper says, I'm gutted for Gomez. I was chuffed to see him in the side, then seeing him at right back, it was not a good performance. And then Rob D again says, he needs a good run in the team at his preferred centre-back position.
Yeah, both of those. But as I said at the top of the show, I think he's fine at right back when you're playing Napoli, because I think Napoli are very good going forward. They've got good attacking threat. You want to be a bit more reserved, fine. But I didn't see any need to then play Fabinho, Milner and Henderson in the midfield. You've already got Joe Gomez a bit reserved. I mean, I think you can afford to push Henderson, as we've seen before against Man City, on that right wing with Gomez behind him rather than Gomez going forward and then Jordan Henderson going in behind. I think he's fine, that right back, if you want a solid job to do. But he also gets, and the comments are right as well, I feel sorry for him in the sense that he's immediately compared to to Trent Alexander-Arnold. The same when Origi comes in and goes, he's not Sadio Mane. It's not necessarily his fault, is it?
No, not at all. And it was the same when he came in against Salzburg at centre-back, and people said straight away, oh, Matip's better, he's not Matip. Well, don't forget, this is the same player that last season looked like he was going to build a formidable centre-half partnership with Van Dijk. I was calling them the future best centre-back partnership in the world.
He can get back there again.
Exactly, and I completely agree with that, and he's still the same player. He just needs to come back. He needs regular game time. It's like Oxlade-Chamberlain said, when he first came back at the start of the season, he was like, all I need now is regular game time to get in the flow of things, and look what he's doing now.
Yep.
He's back close to the best of the top of his game. So I do believe Joe Gomez will get back up there.
The only concern I'd have is the burnout of, you know, depending on what's happened, I hope Van Dijk's all right as well. If you're playing Gomez at right back and Lovren's playing every game, like, who's the other centre-half in that case? Because you don't know when Matic's coming back. So, Tom, one more.
This is just on Haaland. Johnny Walker says, we beat Salzburg, not knowing what they were about. This time we know and we'll be more controlling. And then on Haaland himself, Daniel LaRoche says, Haaland has to think that way. You don't play to lose. I figured I'd go into some stats. We will look more at this in the build-up for it. But in the Bundesliga, the Turkish Bundesliga, obviously. They've played 15, scored 58 as a team, and then Haaland himself. Austrian, thank you. And then Haaland in 12 games has scored 15. So wow. They're in good form.
Yeah, good form. He's full of confidence. He's obviously a natural finisher. The Johnny Walker comment is spot on as well. I think we were all over them first half in that game. We just got complacent, and he can't afford to go and do that. And they came out and just threw the kitchen sink out. So I think one thing Klopp is very good at, and probably hard to judge in that game, was he always gets a half time of change something or change for the better. So having seen what Salzburg capable of, I think Minimo was the other attacker forward was like just bombing forward. I think he scored again last night, actually.
And that, was it Hwang Ki-chan up front as well?
Be wary of these people, what they're capable of, so he's spot on.
Yeah, but, you know, I think there's always going to be a slight part of us that does worry a bit going into that game, because when you go into a game knowing that you need something out of the game, it is slightly worrying. But these players are champions, and you've got to think of it like that. Haaland will have to go into it thinking, oh, we can beat them. But actually, we should be really confident, because we've got the European champions, and, well, we just boss, aren't we?
Yeah. Good. We'll wrap up there. Don't forget to go and check out Liverpool Gin. If you want that gin offer of what is usually £65, but you can get it for £39.99. Ideal Christmas present for yourself or for someone else in your family. Use the code REBNTVXMAS, all in capital letters, to get that discount available till the 31st of December. We'll be back tomorrow with some more news. Hopefully an update on Fabinho and Van Dijk, and they should be okay. Yeah. We'll see you tomorrow.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.